Happy Thursday, everybody. It is time for another Launching Life's Journeys podcast powered by Heartland RV in a special campground series with Marvac. That's why you see my lovely co-host that all of you are getting to know, Miss Maris Brennan. As we always do before we get started, my lovely co-host has some exciting things to talk about with Marvac, including who they are, what they do, and an exciting event happening next week. Maris?
So yeah, Marvac, a lot of what we talk about is marketing and legislative work, but one of the big things that Marvac does for their members is education. And next week, we have a regional knowledge summit. So we're taking information out into the state of Michigan. Michigan's enormous. People that live 6 hours from Detroit are still in Michigan. So we try and take it to different places. And on Monday, April 24th, we will be at the Bay City at the Doubletree Hotel that's right on the river there. And we are meeting with manufacturers and talking to them about all the cool things that are going on. And the members are going to get an opportunity to learn all about Google Analytics and how to improve their websites.
That is awesome. And you guys are also, there's a survey going out from Marvac. Can you talk a little bit about that survey?
Yeah, we put a survey out to anybody that loves to camp because Will and I are going to do a really fun camping 101 segment coming up in May. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be full of funny stories. It's going to be full of, did you think about this before you bought your RV? And did you think about this before you decided you didn't need to spend the extra money on the pullovers? So we're going to have all of those. What do people need to know the first time that they go camping? The information is going to be coming from our members, our dealers, our manufacturers, and other people that like to camp. So it's going to be really fun.
Right. And we don't stop there. As you see, the lovely Darcy Keys standing in a backdrop that is unbelievable. Maris, it's time to talk about our destination. Where does it take us to today? Brooklyn, Michigan. Three words for everybody: NASCAR and faster horses. So for the two of you in North America that have never heard of neither, you're going to want to tune in and get to know Darcy, because there's a lot of exciting things happening at the Groves of Michigan, which I think is one of the coolest campgrounds, not just because of the backdrop, but because of all the events that they have happening outside of NASCAR, outside of Faster Horses, the largest, most popular country music fest in the state of Michigan, and probably in all of North America. So, Darcy Keys, welcome to the Launching Life's Journeys podcast.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
So, the rain has held off. We asked you to stand close to traffic. You're risking your life. You're here. But is it true, for everybody that's seeing what we're seeing, you are literally about 2-3 football fields away from the Michigan International Speedway? Is that the location of the Groves of Michigan?
That is, yeah. This is Brooklyn Highway right here, and that's the main grandstand and where their vendor area is. And then we have a vendor area right here behind me, so we'll have vendors here for NASCAR that sell directly on our property. So yeah.
So we have so many exciting things to talk about. Before we get into it, Maris, why don't you talk a little bit with our audience and Darcy, just kind of how the Groves of Michigan came to be?
I would love to. So Darcy, when we did the Novi show, I got a call from you the very first time that you and I talked. You're like, hey, I just bought this fantastic campground. Like, did you know? And we're going to be in a show in Novi. Like, are you? Well, that's pretty fantastic. So for people that probably don't recognize the name of your campground, can you give a little history on why you bought what you bought and what you bought so people know what they're looking for?
Sure. So the campground up until this year has been Juniper Hills, and it's right in Brooklyn, right? We have three entrances, actually, but Brooklyn Road and US Highway 12. And this used to be the largest campground for the NASCAR races. So this same property that we have now, which is a little over 200 acres, used to have 3,000 spots on it. MIS now has a lot of their own spots. So the Juniper Hills had gone down number that they did. I think we have about 1,750 licensed sites now. But we took over in January and are really excited for NASCAR, for faster horses, for our seasonal campers who start coming in next week. And just to really build kind of the daily, weekly, transient camping here as well, because that's probably not what this campground has been known for.
So, I mean, it's a pretty typical conversation with campgrounds that the weeks that you have to book really, really early are Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day. That's not necessarily true for you because of the events that Will is so excited about. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
When are your busy times and when is it more like a traditional campground?
I would say the only two times when it's really busy is the NASCAR week and the Faster Horses week. And we have lots of openings for Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, pretty much. And we still do have openings for those weeks as well, especially in our rustic area. But we do still have some electric and water sites, even for the events. And seasonal, we still have some seasonal sites available.
So for those of you that don't know, don't follow NASCAR and don't follow Faster Horses. NASCAR is, I believe, the first weekend in August, so 4, yep. 5, and 6, right? And Wild Horses is 14, 15, 16 of July.
So when people come here for NASCAR, they can come from Monday to Monday. So they can come in on July 31st and stay, I think, until the 7th is what the date is this year. Yep.
And Faster Horses, can't they come like a month ahead of time?
Those are called seasonal sites, Will.
I think they tend to come on Thursdays and leave on Mondays because the festival itself is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. Now, I do want to just make a quick transition. So, again, as you outlined, and I just want to make sure I speak correct, 200 acres, how many total sites?
So we're licensed right now for, I believe it's like 1,740, about 340, 350 of those are electric and most of them are water as well. And then we have a honey wagon and two dump stations.
Okay. That's very good to know. And then is there any of the 1,740 or 340 that are size limitations? Do you accept full motorhomes? Do you accept full toy haulers?
We have a really wide range of sites. So we have a very hilly property with lots of woods, and then we have a big open grassy area, and then we have a 4-acre kind of creek that's been somewhat dammed up. It still flows. So we have stuff along the creek. We have stuff in the woods. We have stuff in the grassy area. So pretty much any type of rig we could fit somewhere.
Yeah. We just already hit on, and I just kind of want to recap for all the listeners. So again, we are talking with Darcy Keys, owner of the Groves of Michigan. You can go to thegrovesofmichigan.com for more information, including how to register and start booking, correct?
Yep.
Okay. You know, one question I want to ask, I just want to take a step back. Buying an RV park, an RV campground, takes a lot of work, you know, and you just said it so cavalier. Oh yeah, January, I bought this. I mean, had you had experience camping before, and what have since January, I'm sure it's been completely crazy. What has been like your first year so far been? And what have you kind of just been met with in terms of challenges or things that you're trying to get to where you can have some calm in your life?
That's probably a few years out, but challenging is a little bit that there was some deferred maintenance for sure.
Okay.
That we're trying to catch up on. We're redoing the shower house. A lot of people online had made comments and it definitely needed work, so we're completely rehabbing that. We have to do a lot of tree work because we do have a lot of acres of trees. I'd say one challenge also is that we unfortunately did have to ask some of our seasonal campers to not renew because they just had very junky sites, and that kind of isn't the direction that we were looking to go. So that's been tough because nobody wants to do that to somebody, but it was a necessary goal.
Well, but I think it's important for everybody to listen for a couple of reasons. And when I was talking to Maris offline before we did the recording, you know, it is pretty remarkable to see how fast you've been able to turn things around. And one thing I think that's very important for everybody that's listening, you immediately, the thing that I told Maris that I respect the most about what you've done is, yes, you've accelerated very fast to owning this property. You, from day one, the thing that I admire the most, you've been listening to the voice of the customer, understanding the things that needed to be addressed, and with no disrespect to the previous owner, your focus is moving forward, not looking backwards, because it messes with your neck, as I always say. And I just really admire, as I told Maris, all of the effort that you're putting forth to deliver on what your client base has been asking for. And it's just amazing to see what you've been able to do in just a few short months. Something else that I want to speak to that I think is really remarkable too. You do not want everybody to know the Groves of Michigan for only those two weekends. And you are putting a lot of work in addition to updating your campground to bringing more added value throughout the entire camping season. As I told Maris, I think technically camping season opens officially in May, but we have thousands of campers in the state of Michigan that are ready to go now. They are already starting to get out there. So can you just kind of talk about your plan, your goal on bringing value to customers throughout the entire camping season, not just with the NASCAR events and, of course, faster horses?
Sure. So we'll see how much we can put in this year with it being our first year, and we have a lot of projects to improve the property. But our hope is that this becomes a place where there are a lot of other events outside of Michigan International Speedway's faster horses and NASCAR, because it is such a beautiful part of the state with the lakes here, and it's just beautiful rolling hills and woods. And we do have, I'm going to see if you guys might be able to see here, but this is just part of our rustic area. So, you know, we probably have 40 acres out here. This is about 700 of our rustic sites. And then we have something very similar to that on the other side of our main campground. So we're looking to maybe do some festivals, some car shows. And I know I had told you guys, we just recently bought, I was not looking for it, but kind of came up when I was looking for something else, a Model T truck from 1926 that has a wood-fired pizza oven on the back. And I love wood-fired.
That's so cool.
And so, like, that guy is putting me in touch with the guy who runs the Model T group for Michigan. And they're also talking about maybe doing a national event here at some point. So we have a lot of space and a lot of licensed campsites. So I think, you know, down the road, we definitely, in addition to developing all of our other areas, would really like to develop that area for people who don't maybe always camp, or people who do, but just fun things to be able to go do with your family.
It is really remarkable to me, Darcy, again, just how fast you've been able to move and start talking about that calendar for the entire camping season, as we kind of said, is usually May to October. Is there anything that you want to say to maybe some of the listeners as you're building all this excitement? I know that you're getting a lot of support locally just because of, again, the draw and all the things that you can do, not just with that beautiful backdrop behind you at Michigan International Speedway, but there's a lot of nature things to do, a lot of family events. What type of entertainment are you looking to reach out to you to fill out your calendar of events for the camping season? And what is the best way for them to reach out to you?
Sure. So anyone who's in a band or a musician that would be interested in having a venue, we're hoping during NASCAR to maybe have a battle of the bands, or at least have some different bands playing. Also, Labor Day weekend, we'd like to put something together. But if you have a band and you just want a place to come play, we have hundreds of people here with our seasonal campers on a weekend, so we'd love to have people. Really, anybody that has a big group that needs a place to do something. So like at the RV show there in February, a gentleman talked to me about maybe doing a balloon show, a hot air balloon show, or some motorcycle groups were in here recently talking about that. So pretty much anything where you want to be outdoors and it has a camping component as part of it.
I mean,
so like for instance, Heartland RV's chapter could be there, right?
Could be a host of a national rally.
They totally could do it. It would be awesome.
So, you know, and as I was saying to you earlier in the interview, it has been so exciting to partner with Maris and Marvac because, again, every campground has something unique to offer families. Not to be rude, not to get overly excited with Darcy, but honestly, like I said to Maris, you're centrally located in this in the middle of the state. You have one of the biggest draws and venues in the state of Michigan annually. In addition to that, as Maris said, outside of the loudness that comes from NASCAR and faster horses, it's actually beautiful around there. I know that you have tons of golf courses. There's just so much potential between you having a full calendar of events, or if people want to leave the property, there's a lot of things for them to do. I mean, you're what, like an hour from Detroit? Hour and a half?
Yeah, we're a little bit under an hour from Ann Arbor, so maybe an hour and a half from Detroit, about an hour from Toledo.
Yeah. So we're talking, if you need to stop halfway for the Woodward Cruise, if you're going to a car show event, like you said, hot air balloons, motorcycle events, NASCAR, music. I mean, the potential, if I were to just say to everybody, mark the Groves of Michigan on your contact list to stay tuned, I do believe that you are going to have some of the most exciting events at a campground in the state of Michigan. And I'm so excited. If people want to learn more information about the Groves of Michigan, again, there's so much happening beyond NASCAR, beyond faster horses. Darcy, are you guys on social media? What is the website again?
So the website is thegrovesofmichigan.com. We're on Facebook under thegrovesofmichigan.com. We have special pages if you search us for NASCAR and faster horses if you're coming to those events. And yeah, that I think that's it right now.
Well, okay. You can always reach Darcy and all of the other Marvac campgrounds at marvac.org.
Yep.
And then Darcy and Maris, will you be at, because we just finished the RV camping show season, do you expect next year to maybe be at some of the events as a vendor and showcasing the Groves of Michigan?
Oh, for sure we'll be at the Novi event because that's very central to where a lot of our campers would come from. But I think you guys should have an outdoor event here maybe next year. I don't know.
You hear that, Maris? Quite the salesperson.
Well,
I may have a personal event, like a birthday party. Could be a great location. If I have that many friends, I mean, like I said, you got 200 acres. So, Darcy, it has just been an absolute pleasure getting to know your story, to see you just on a whim. You wake up and go, you know what? Let's buy this campground and see what we can't do. And it's just to see how fast you accelerated from a conversation with Maris to where you are today. While we've been doing this interview, you've gotten 14,000 phone calls from people. So it's just, it's exciting to see so much growth, to see your smile. And I wish you nothing but success. I'm really excited to have you on again with more updates as you start filling your calendar. To everybody listening, again, if you are an entertainer, for families, we're talking again, hot air balloons, musicians, magicians, car shows, events. If you are somebody that's looking for a location, hint, hint, the Groves of Michigan. Contact Darcy Keys for more information. If you're planning on heading to the NASCAR events this year or the faster horses, now is the time to get a hold of the Groves of Michigan, book and schedule and be there. And we're so excited for you for this year and beyond. Darcy, thank you so much for taking some time. We're going to have you back on again with a lot more exciting updates from the Groves of Michigan. Thank you, Darcy, for being a guest on the Launching Life's Journeys podcast in partner with Marvac.
Awesome.
Good to see you, Darcy. Good luck on the season.
Thank you, guys.